We are learning Masechtas B'Metzia Daf Tzadikeim Beis. We're starting 14 lines from the top. Amar Rav Amnuna. The first word on the line is Chinam. The second word is Amar Rav Amnuna. End of that line. The rest of that line. So it's 14 lines from the top. Amar Rav Amnuna. Halacha B'Balavima. We know that if you rent or you borrow a para, and the Balaam also works for you at the same time, you part out B'Balavima. Amar Rav Amnuna. Lo'ilam U'chayiv Achtei Para. It comes to Rav Amnuna. Comes to two chedushim. Loyal Mukhayev, the tour ball of him does not work. First of all, he has to do the same exact thing that you're doing with the para. You're using the para to plow, he has to be on the plow. If you're borrowing a chamar to travel somewhere, he has to be riding the chamar, the bailam. That's number one. It has to be exact same halacha. That's both the para and the bailam working for you have to be the same thing. And number two, the Balaam has to be working for you straight through the whole time, from beginning until the end, until the ma'anis happens. But if he stops after, you start off borrowing with him, and then he leaves, then it's not enough having to a Balav Imai. Amakasava, Balav Imai, Akula Milsa Mashma. Balav Imai means Akula Milsa means it has to be the entire time. So there's two chidushim over here. First of all, Balav Imai has to be the same exact job. And number two, it has to be there the whole time. Masav Rava has a question like this. Sha'Allah v'shal baila ima. He brings this brisa. The brisa says you borrowed. This is the brisa we had before. Sha'Allah, you borrowed the para v'shal baila ima, and you borrowed the bailam with it. Or sachra, you rented the para v'sachra baila ima. You hired the baal with it. Or sachra, you rented the behemah v'shal baila ima. You borrowed the bailam with it. Or sha'Allah, you borrowed the para v'sachra baila ima. You hired the baal with it. Even though the Baal is doing malacha somewhere else, or Mesa, or Dar, it's Potter. So you see, it can be doing something else, not the same thing. My lab malacha acheres. Isn't that talking about different malacha? It was the exact same malacha. So Elamai malacha acher. So what does it mean, malacha acher? It's a malacha acher. The kamarpi va'ozal kama means it was going in front of the plow and softening the ground, and the plow went over it. So it's the same, even with different malacha, it's the same exact job, and therefore we answer Rav Amnuna like that. Freight the Gemara, but it's not true. Well, in the Sefer Agaba, in the Sefer it says a case of Agaba, have a ratio of Malacha Cheres. It must in the Sefer Agaba have a ratio of Malacha Cheres. Ratio must be a different Malacha. The Tani Sefer is Shalof. You borrowed the Behemah Shal Baileha, then you borrowed the Baal afterwards. Now that's a no-no. It has to be the B'shash Sheila. If you hired the Baal or borrowed the Baal after the Sheila, that's not enough. Sachra of Achach Sachra Baileima. Or a sakra of Zabalayim Ima, Afa Pisha Bayam Kharshin Agaba, even though now the Bayam is sitting on top of it, Umesa Dais Chayef, Yechayef. So there it says Agaba, Mashma, the ratio is not Agaba. And Pashas, what the Bryce is doing is like this, it's two ends of the spectrum. If you borrowed the Bailam with the Bara, even though he's doing Malacha somewhere else, it works. And here, it's not borrowed B'shas Ma'is, even though I'm sitting on top of it, there's no Ptur of it. That's what's going on. So Amri, so it comes out, it sounds like the ratio is talking about not Al Gaba and Seif is Al Gaba. Zok Tamar, no. And ratio is Seif and Boyz Malacha, same Malacha. The ratio of Busa Kamash Malon, the Seif of Busa Kamash Malon. Ratio of Busa Kamash Malon, the Afrika of Lav Al Gaba, even on top, El Boyz Malacha, and the same Malacha, Kivan to have a Baal Mashash Sha'ila as part of. The Chiddush is that even though it's not Mamish on top of it, but it's in the same Malacha, it's not on top of it, so it's still enough to be part of. And Seif of Busa Kamash Malon, the Afrika of Al Gaba, Kivan to have a Baal Mashash Sha'ila, Chayef. Since the Baal wasn't Mashash Sha'ila, it's Chayef. Frey Tigmar, hi Maya, I don't understand what you're saying. Yeah, I'm bishlo reish malacha acheres v'seif boys malacha. So hein rabusa. Then I chap the chiddush. But Eli Amit reish v'seif boys malacha. If it's both the same exact malacha, my rabusa either be the boys malacha ava. I don't understand. If it's doing the same malacha, softening around in front of it, or sitting on top of it, in front of it is a difference. Not a rabusa. So it has to mean malacha acheres. It has to be a different malacha. It has to be a different malacha. And we're proving this proved Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said it has to be the same malacha. Wrong. It's not true. It says in the price even malacha acheres, and it has to be malacha acheres. Now it wouldn't be a chiddush. There's no chilka agabo in front of it if it's doing the same malacha.
Why can't the term back to be when you borrow?
Huh?
Why isn't the term back to when you borrow?
That's for sure the determining factor. But why did it change the case? Why did it say b'oisim malacha agabo? Why did it say that? So Teretz is teaching us this thing that if the determining factor is that, if you borrow with it, everything's gevaldik, even if it's different malacha. There's a kasha Rav Amnuna, and basically shlug the Rav Amnuna. Now, there's another part of Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said it has to be the whole time. We're going to slug up that part now. Ba'oid, Tanya, Mimash Mashanema, the bracket's like this. Mimash Mashanema, the Pasuk says, now, if you look at the Pasuk of Shoyal, it says, in balav imoy lo yishalim, and the part before that, really in order, goes v'chiyishal ismer re'eum nisbar meis balav eini imoy shalom shalom balav eini imoy shalom shalom in balav imoy lo yishalim. So that says in the pasuk. The Gemara is like this: Mashu shenam balav imoy lo yishalim. That if the balav is imoy, don't pay any of the shen balav eini imoy shalom shalom. So why is it pasuk? Pasuk amal tama lama balav eini imoy. Why is it balav eini imoy? Lo yimalach teach you this halacha. Hayi imoy b'shas she'elo. If it's there, b'shas she'elo, you don't have to be the b'shas v'ra mesa. But ha'yima b'shas v'ra mesa, tzarich lias im b'shas she'elo. And we'll see exactly how we get there, what that drush is. But the Gemara is saying like this, that it depends. If you're there from b'shas she'elo, that's enough. But if you're not the b'shas she'elo, v'ra mesa is not enough. You have to, the turning factor is b'shas she'elo. That's the drush of this b'raisa. Not like Rav Nuno says, it has to be the whole time. V'tanya yidach, another braisa, similar drashas from the opposite angle. M'mas v'shenem ba'olav ein imoy. Shalom yishalem. The ball is not with you, you have to pay. Ein yidei ha'shem ba'olav imoy lo yishalem. Don't I know that ba'olav imoy lo yishalem? Matem lem ba'olav imoy. Lo yimoloch, kivin sh'yotzom ha'shus mashal sh'achas ba'baylam. Once it starts off 1 hour with the baylam, u'meisen and it dies, potter. Tiyufta Rav Nuna, tiyufta. So for kids, it's a kasha on Rav Nuna from both things. Rav Nuna has two chedushim. First of all, it has to be same melacha. We say no, it says melacha acheres. Second thing he said was, it has to be there the whole time. You have to be working together with the shayl the whole time. I say, that's also not true. We have here a drasha where it says, two psukim, bal of imay lo yishalim, and bal of ein imay yishalim yishalim. And we're saying, shteita, that's enough to be the b'shasha elah. Now, how do we know that? How do we know that? The b'raisa says it, two b'raisas, how do we know that? So Gemara now is going to explain the b'raisa according to Abai is going to explain it, and Rav is going to explain it, and really end at the same place, the same explanation, just we have to read a bunch of lines to get there. Now we had yesterday's blot, Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yoshia holds that even though it doesn't say yachtov, it always means together. That's what Rabbi Yoshia holds. That when there's two things, it means both of them, unless it says oy. Rabbi Yenison says, no, two things don't mean both. So Abaya Sovalok Rabbi Yoshia, that's always together, Mataris Akroik Rabbi Yoshia, and he answers the psukim like Rabbi Yoshia. Rava saw the Rav Yenison, umatara to Rav Yenison. A Rava also Rav Yenison who says that you always say it's chaluk. It's there's an automatic oy, and he answers the pesukim like Rav Yenison. The Gemara explains, Abaya saw the Rav Yeshua, umatara to Rav Yeshua, like this. The pasuk says, ba'olav ein imoy shalom yishalom. If the baal is not with you, you have to pay. Taima the less of a tavayu, so you could teach because usually everything means together according to Rabbi Yeshua. So Balav Eimah means he's not by either one. He's not by the oynis and not by the shoyl. Taima less of a tavayu. Ha'isa b'chado less b'chado. If the baylam is there by one or the other one, either by the she'ela b'shas the borrowing or the baylam's work of you b'shas the oynis, it's potter. But then on the other hand, v'aksiv and Balav Eimah lo yishalim. The other part of pasuk says Balav Eimah lo yishalim. Time is the vow. You need both. You have to be the beginning and end. So it's a theoretical things. So you know what we do? We make a pshara. If you're the b'shash eila, then you don't, one is enough. Then you need both. Now, how do we know to say that? We have to wait for the Gemara to explain. How do we know Taka to go that direction? Maybe just shvura mesa alone is enough, not shayla alone. How do we know? The Gemara will explain that. Now, Rava, before the Gemara explained, Rava first in Rava, because Rava just does the same thing, just in the opposite way. Rava's on top of Tzadik Vav and Aleph. Rava saw the Rav Yenison. Rava holds like Rav Yenison, everything is always chaluk. It's oy. Mutar to Rav Yenison. The Tanya. In Balav Imoy Lo Yishalim. So, you take the word of Tanya, the Bachnik is the word of Tanya. In Balav Imoy Lo Yishalim, it says, if the Baal's with you, you don't pay. Now, Mashma the Isser B'Tavayu, Mashma the Chi Isser B'Chadah, Les B'Chadah Pata. That Mashma is, Balav Imoy on one thing is enough, because that's Rav Yenison's Chashit always. One is enough. So it's master one's enough to be potter. But a chsiv balav ein imoy shalom shalom. If you're not there even by one, you pay. Master less of tavayo, master nam lechi isa bechad of less bechad of also yichai. Because balav ein imoy means if it's not balav ein imoy means even if it's not there with one already yichai. So tistira also. Tistira comes from different directions. Loim lo chayima b'shash shayla. That's enough. The one's enough. In tzarich leaves some shash shura mesa. If you're with you, which Shvura Mesa, Tzarech Lias M'shash Shaila. So both Rav and Abaya land up the same place, that there's one pasuk that's mashma, you have to have both the Oynis and the Shaila, and all the pasuk's mashma, one of them is enough to be potter. And so how do we know which one is the one enough? So we decided the one is, that is the Iker, the determining factor is, the Shaila. How do we know that? So that's Mara's question right now. Mara says, Epechana. So I don't know if I read this last time, I'll read it again. So Epechana, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the turning factor is the oinus. Epechana, Mastavra, Sha'ila Adifa. The shas of the borrowing is better. Because that is what starts this thing, whole thing off. Puts it into your responsibility, into your achrayas. The Sha'ila is the thing of the achrayas. It makes sense. That's where the Balaam Ima will be the factor. Adarab, Shura Mesa Adifa, Shkin Chayav Inside. That's when you Chayav Noinus. So Mar says, what do you mean? Lav Shaila, if it wouldn't borrow it, Shura Mesa my oven, Shura Mesa wouldn't do anything. So Mar says back, what do you mean? We lav Shura Mesa, wasn't no Oinus, Shaila my oven, no Chayav there. So Mar says, I feel like Shaila Adifa. Why? Shkin Chayav Vizanesah. Because it's Machayav you in Mizanus, the Shaila, and therefore that is the determining factor, because that's Chayav you in Mizanus. Rav Ashi Omar, Omar Krah, a different pshat. How we know the ikar is a she'ela. Because he says there's another part of the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chi yishal ish me'im re'eyu. You borrowed something from your friend, but you didn't borrow your friend with it. V'loi re'eyu imoy. Then shalim yishalim. And it's mashma, ha re'eyu imoy. If you borrow the friend with it, the pasuk, that's enough. So Frank Demar, if that's the case, why didn't you pasuk bal avimoy? Yachi bal avayin imoy, v'im bal avimoy lamali. It's the first pasuk, im re'eyu. No, Ilav Hanoch, without the first of all, you wouldn't dream that Reim Re'eyu was a real drasha. Hayoch the Krohu, yeah, I borrowed from my friend. But now that you know it's in Balavima, and you want to know which is the determining factor, so you from this pasuk. V'chi yishal me'im Re'eyu, dafka me'im Re'eyu, and not Re'eyu mamish, not the Re'eyu itself, there, not the Re'eyu itself, there, if you borrow the Re'eyu itself, then you'll be potter, because everything goes with the Shas She'ela. Huh? You never need the whole. You don't need the whole time. Only need the beginning. Sheila. That's not like Rav Amnuna. It was one of the tuftas to Rav Amnuna. They don't need the whole time.
You only need both.
You only need the beginning. That's all you need the beginning. And you only need both if you have Shura Mesa, which means it basically needs. Yeah. Echadam. Yeah. No, you really need the whole time. No. But just saying, if you have Shura Mesa, it's not enough. You need Sheila.